This is Mulberry Christian Radio with a Veterans News Report. Celebrating 250 years of the U.S. Army. On June 14, 1775, 22,000 courageous individuals answered the call to serve, laying the foundation for what would become the United States Army, the oldest and largest branch of our armed forces. Today, 250 years later, the U.S. Army includes more than 450,000 active duty men and women, continuing the legacy of service, sacrifice, and commitment to freedom. As we celebrate the Army's 250th birthday, the U.S. Department of Labor's Veterans Employment and Training Service salutes all soldiers, Army veterans, families, and spouses. Your courage, dedication, and sacrifice continue to safeguard our nation and its values. Today, we honor your enduring legacy. Whether you're preparing for a transition from active duty or already navigating civilian life, DOL Vets is here to support you every step of the way. Our programs offer valuable resources and tools tailored to U.S. military veterans, military spouses, and all former service members. In honor of this historic milestone, take the next step in building your future and legacy. Gain new career skills with off-base transition training classes. Train for your next big move with the Transition Assistance Program. Visit American Job Centers in person or access online services. And the VA announces $42 million in grants to fight veteran homelessness. The Department of Veterans Affairs today announced the availability of $42 million in grants to eligible organizations to assist homeless veterans and those at risk of homelessness with various legal services. Grant applications are due by 4 p.m. Eastern Time, July 7th. Organizations can apply for grants worth up to $500,000, which will fund operations for a two-year period beginning October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2027. The funds are being made available through VA's Legal Services for Veterans Grant Program and are designed to help veterans in several ways, including 1. Providing veterans with representation in landlord-tenant disputes to prevent evictions. 2. Assisting with court proceedings for child support, custody, or estate planning. 3. Helping veterans obtain benefits like disability compensation. And 4. Defending veterans in criminal cases that can prolong or increase their risk of homelessness, such as outstanding warrants, fines, and driver's license revocation. Services to help veterans obtain benefits, maintain access to housing, and navigate other common legal issues can make a huge difference in preventing or resolving homelessness, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. These important grants will help us make a positive difference in the lives of thousands of veterans. Learn more about the grant program eligibility and awards process online or by emailing lsv@va.gov. And the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, the 2025 edition of the Forward March Veterans Newsletter. The June 2025 edition of the Forward March Veterans Newsletter. We appreciate the 66,000 subscribers who look to us for the latest news impacting our state's nearly 1.4 million veterans, their families, and survivors. Serving as the premier point of entry for Florida veterans, the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs operates a network of 9 state veterans' homes and provides statewide outreach to connect our veterans with their earned services, benefits, and support. Governor DeSantis signed key veteran-related bills from the 2025 Florida legislative session during ceremonies earlier this month at our Douglas T. Jacobson State Veterans Nursing Home. Most of them take effect July 1st, 2025. With the end of the legislative session, our agency's annual budget is on the governor's desk for review prior to the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. We'll follow up with more on our budget in next month's edition. I'm confident our agency's budget will be one to be proud of. We observed Women Veterans Recognition Day in Florida on June 12th. I salute FDVA State Women Veterans Coordinator Vanessa Thomas and her team for hosting a great 2-day series of events in Tallahassee on June 6th and 7th. Similar events were conducted throughout the state to celebrate our state's more than 168,000 women veterans. Summer is the time of conferences and conventions in our state, and I had the opportunity to speak in Orlando with delegates at the State Conference of the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Connecting veterans with earned benefits and services as a common theme, and these three organizations are among the best at supporting our veterans and their families. I appreciate their invitation to address their delegation. And kudos to Home Administrator Marlies Savitt and her team at the Baldomero Lopez State Veterans Nursing Home for earning the Florida Healthcare Association's Bronze Commitment to Quality Award for 2025. We're very proud of her accomplishments. I ask you to honor our state's more than 44,000 Korean War veterans on June 25th as we commemorate Korean War Remembrance Day, the 75th anniversary of the invasion of South Korea by North Korea. 107 Floridians remain unaccounted for from that war, and we honor and remember their services to our nation. If you seek no-cost counseling regarding veterans' issues, please contact one of the State Veterans Service Officers at 727-319-7444. Our team of Hope Navigators is also hard work connecting veterans and their families with information and resources to improve their quality of life. You can also learn more about veterans' issues by following us on X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. A free mobile app is also available by visiting www.app.floridavets.org. And I'll close this month's newsletter by wishing all U.S. Army soldiers, past and present, a very happy 250th birthday. We salute you for all your selfless service to our nation. I appreciate all Floridians for making the Sunshine State the most veteran-friendly, appreciated, and sought-after state in the nation. Please share with others. We are honored to serve you. And Governor Ron DeSantis signed 3 pieces of legislation aimed at strengthening Florida support systems for veterans and their families. With nearly 1.4 million veterans calling Florida home, the state continues to deliver for those who have served, and this legislation reaffirms Florida's status as the most military and veteran-friendly state in the nation. And the 120-bed Baltimore Lopez State Veterans Nursing Home in Land O'Lakes is the recipient of Florida Healthcare Association's Bronze Commitment to Quality Award for 2025. The award, announced May 29th, acknowledges efforts to enhance residents' lives through quality care. The Bronze National Quality Award is the first of three distinctions possible through the AHCA/NCAL. National Quality Award Program, a comprehensive organizational assessment and recognition program for long-term care providers. The Department of Veterans Affairs today announced that its Health and Benefits mobile app has achieved more than 3 million downloads since its launch in 2021. The app, which has 1.4 million active users, provides veterans access to a variety of VA health care and benefits information directly from their mobile phones, enabling users to refill and track VA prescriptions, review appointments, review claims and appeals status, submit evidence for claims and appeals, review VA payment and direct deposit information, locate the closest VA facilities, access the Veterans Crisis Line, show proof of veteran status. VA's Health and Benefits app gives veterans fast and convenient access to a host of important information, from appointments to prescriptions and benefits, said VA Acting Assistant Secretary for Information Technology and Acting Chief Information Officer Eddie Poole. We encourage all VA-enrolled veterans to stay connected and informed by downloading the app. Having a plan makes a big difference in how your day goes. It shouldn't have to be complicated. Sometimes it's as simple as get up, take a shower, grab some breakfast. Having structure in your day can provide direction and help you know what to expect. For veterans who may be struggling with thoughts of suicide, having a safety plan is critical for addressing a crisis. That's why VA worked with the veterans and healthcare providers to create an app to help you easily build your own safety plan with a mental health provider and easily access it at any time. The app guides you through the process step by step, making it easier to create a plan that works for you. For extra encouragement, you can tap a sun icon to read hopeful messages from our veterans who face similar experiences. These messages serve as powerful reminders that even though you may be facing life challenges, you don't have to face them alone. When you first open the app, you'll see quick tips on getting started and information about privacy. No identifying information is shared and no account is required. The main screen includes sections to create a safety plan and a list of reasons to live. In the upper right, you'll see the sun icon. At the bottom, a Get Support button gives you quick access to call 911 and the Veterans Crisis Line. Creating your safety plan. The main goal of the app is to help you develop your safety plan. To do that, you'll complete 6 steps with guidance from the app along the way. Step 1, warning signs that I may be headed toward a crisis. Step 2, ways I can cope on my own. Step 3, my distractions, places I can go, and people I can call. Step 4, friends and family I can call for support. Step 5, professionals I can call in times of crisis. Step 6, keeping myself safe by limiting my access to dangerous objects. Remember, that while the Safety Plan app can be used on its own, creating your plan with a mental health provider can be helpful. A Safety Plan is not intended to replace professional care. A Safety Plan can play a key role in interrupting thoughts about wanting to die, which can be very difficult to move away from. And while it can be very helpful to understand why you're experiencing life in the way you are, moving toward reasons to live can help quiet those negative thoughts. The Reasons to Live section lets you add anything that enriches your life and brings you hope. And text, photos, or videos, whatever brings you joy and helps remind you why you are here. This can be done before or after you complete your Safety Plan. It can be hard to think clearly during a time of crisis. Downloading the Safety Plan app is a great way to prepare with actionable steps to take before any crisis. Are you a veteran with an injury or disability which has an idea for a device that could improve your mobility, independence, or ability to enjoy the activities you love? The Quality of Life Plus program, QL Plus, is here to help at no cost to you. QL Plus creates one-of-a-kind, personalized solutions. Each year, QL Plus works with veterans to design and build custom devices that enhance their daily lives or enable them to participate in sports, hobbies, and other activities. Past projects include hiking prosthetics, kayak and bike lifts, wheelchair tire cleaners, specialized archery equipment, a rollerblading attachment for a prosthetic leg, and many more. If you have an idea, big or small, QL Plus wants to hear it. Any veteran with a disability, service-related or not, is eligible to apply. There is absolutely no cost to the veteran. QL Plus covers all expenses, including travel if in-person fitting or measurements are needed. QL Plus teams up with engineering students at 25 universities across the country. These students take on these individual projects as part of their senior capstone course, dedicating an entire academic year to designing and building the custom device. Here's what veterans who participate can expect. The fall semester, the veteran collaborates with a student team to design the device. The spring semester, the students build and refine it to meet the veteran's needs. Project timeline, most projects kick off in the fall and wrap up in May. If a veteran's project is selected, they will work closely with the students through virtual check-ins and, if needed, in-person meetings. The students, guided by faculty and expert mentors, are passionate, hardworking, and committed to bringing each veteran's idea to life. If there's something that would make a difference in your life, QL Plus wants to help build it. You can also check out past featured projects. Visit the QL Plus YouTube channel to see solutions in action or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you or a family member served in the military, you probably ask yourself, am I getting all the benefits I'm eligible for? With thousands of benefits available through VA, other federal and state agencies, and more than 40,000 military-focused nonprofits, navigating the system can be overwhelming. Veterans and their families can get instantly matched to benefits specifically for them on MyVet Benefits. MyVet Benefits is a free an easy-to-use third-party mobile app and website that matches veterans to the benefits they're most likely eligible for. No guesswork, no confusion. One, answer a few simple questions about your or your family member's service. Two, get a personalized benefits list of benefits tailored to you. And three, save, compare, and explore benefits anytime from any device. From a new recruit exploring benefits for the first time, our service member preparing to transition back to civilian life, to veterans, caregivers, and surviving family members, all can use MyVet Benefits. Download MyVet Benefits for free in the App Store, Google Play, or visit MyVetBenefits.com. No matter how you access the app, your matched and saved benefits stay synced across all devices, so you can access them anytime, anywhere. Find benefits faster. No more endless searches. Get matched instantly. Stay organized. Save and compare benefits across federal, state, and nonprofit organizations. Discover state benefits. Thinking of moving? See which state offers the best support. Connect with assistants. Get direct access to services like disability claim support, employment, health and wellness, financial assistance, and more. The veteran-led team at MyVet Benefits has built a platform to make the process simple, fast, and accessible for every service member, veteran, and family. Go to MyVetBenefits.com to get matched to your benefits today. Many veterans need assistance at home and out in the community. Caregivers are a critical part of their care. Join Blue Star families in the neighborhood to ask the experts, including staff from VA, AARP, and the American Red Cross, and get all of your questions regarding caregiving as part of the ongoing On Watch series. Blue Star families and AARP are joining forces to reach more veterans, help them access their hard-earned benefits, and connect them with community resources and partners. Beginning in May, Blue Star families will collect questions to ensure veterans and their caregivers have a clear understanding of all VA and its partners have to offer you and your family. This is a valuable opportunity to stay informed and feel empowered. VA contract agrees to pay $4.3 million to resolve False Claim Act violations. Omnicell, a company based in Delaware, has agreed to pay $4,366,660 to resolve allegations under the False Claims Act that it fraudulently overbilled the VA medical, overbilled the VA for medical device hardware and software. According to the settlement agreement, the claim arose from allegation that Omnicell did not always charge the correct prices for products purchased and leased by federal agencies. When Omnicell became aware of certain pricing issues related to specific individual orders, including when federal government customers raised concerns and questions, Omnicell at times issued credits or otherwise corrected prices charged to federal government customers. However, Omnicell did not always timely correct the known issues in its sales and pricing system in a systematic way, nor did Omnicell undertake an analysis to determine whether other federal government customers may have been previously overcharged due to the pricing issues in order to provide those customers with refunds of overcharges. The VAOIG and the U.S. Attorney's Office investigated this case. Army veteran Tommy Gwynn feels even better today than he did 6 years ago when he turned 100. Always smile and have a good heart, the 160-year-old 12-time Purple Heart recipient said when asked his secret to longevity. Since 2019, VA Tennessee Valley Healthcare System and the Tullahoma community throw a birthday bash for the greatest Ranger that ever was, a moniker Gwynn gave himself as a nod to his military achievement. This year was no different, with dozens of community members celebrating the decorated veteran, including Arnold Air Force Base leaders and the mayor of Tullahoma, proclaiming June 2, 2025 as Tommy Quinn Day. It's a great honor taking care of Mr. Quinn. He's a true American hero, said Dr. Haberman, who has cared for Gwynn over the past 4 years. He's an agreeable man, and without home-based primary care and a Tullahoma community, he couldn't have stayed home. Gwynn was born in June 1919 and joined the Army in 1940. He became an Army Ranger in April of 43, serving in World War II. He fought in numerous historic battles, ranging from D-Day, Battle of the Bulge, Battle of Normandy, and he witnessed the momentous victory in Europe on May 8, 1945, marking the end of World War II. 5 years later, Gwynn returned to the front lines, fighting in the Korean War, where he fought in the Battle of Incheon. He was twice a prisoner of war, escaping captivity both times, and was injured 20 times on the battlefield. Veterans interested in home-based primary care should speak with their health care team to determine if home-based care is best for them. TVHS is also seeking community members to participate in VA's medical foster home program. For more information, visit the Geriatrics and Extended Care website online. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced today that it processed more than 2 million disability benefits claims for veterans in fiscal year 2025, faster than ever before. VA achieved this milestone more than a month faster than the all-time record reached in fiscal year 2024. At this pace, VA will surpass the previous record number of completed disability claims by more than 14% this year. VA has already awarded more than $120 billion in compensation and pension benefits to veterans and survivors in fiscal year 2025. Since President Trump took office, VA has reduced the inventory of backlog disability claims by more than 74,000. Veterans are also getting their claims processed more quickly. The average wait time for a veteran's claim to be processed fell from 141.5 days on January 25 to 131.8 days on June 21, 2025. VA has reduced the claims backlog and has processed these claims faster than ever for a simple reason. We're focused on getting results for veterans, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. We are just getting started in our mission to help veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors get the care and benefits they've earned. VA encourages all veterans to visit VA.gov to learn more and apply for the care and benefits they deserve. veterans who received their care at the VA Tampa brought home medals and memories from the 39th National Veterans Golden Age Games, which took place this year in Memphis, Tennessee. Team Tampa's medal tally included 10 gold, 6 silver, and 4 bronze as they participated in games including shuffleboard, basketball, free throw, shot put, javelin, discus, air rifles, billiards, swimming, horseshoes, and cornhole. The veterans felt connected and were proud of themselves and their teammates, said Tampa VA recreation therapist Haley Smith. It was amazing to see them support each other. More than 1,000 veterans aged 55 and beyond participated in this year's NVGAG, the largest number ever, including more than 290 women veterans. The camaraderie among the athletes was beyond what I expected. I was confident it would be great, but it was simply amazing, said Victor Rivera, a Golden Age Gamers Hall of Famer. This is my 16th year participating. It's great to practice with the team and meet other veterans, where we build bonds, get good exercise, and of course, win. And finally, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced today that it processed more than 2 million disability benefits claims for veterans in the fiscal year 2025. VA has reduced the claims backlog and has processed these claims faster than ever for a simple reason. We're focused on getting results for veterans, VA Secretary Doug Collins. We are just getting started in our mission to help veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors get the care and benefits they've earned. VA encourages all veterans to visit the va.gov to learn more and apply for the care and benefits they deserve. And this concludes our Veterans News Report, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.